This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom, and we're looking at 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, the 16th verse. It says, "Do you not know that you are God's temple, and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple." Imagine that the all-powerful God, all-holy God, all-wonderful God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, dwells within the heart of the believer, dwells within your heart right now. That which the world cannot contain is contained by you and me. Do you not know that you are a temple of the Holy Spirit? Oh, my Lord, when we pray, we look up to the sky, for God, we think, dwells in the sky. Should we not look down in our heart? For we who are Christians and have given our life to the Lord Jesus Christ, God dwells within the heart. Maybe we shouldn't be looking up at the sky. Maybe we should be looking down in our hearts. For God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit dwells there. And I'm going to tell you, I believe in grace. Oh, I believe in grace, the free gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that free gift of the Lord Jesus Christ started in me when I was 40 days old. Oh, yes, I was brought to the church. I was baptized. And the Blessed Trinity came to dwell into the heart of this baby who couldn't say yes yet. But the church, the people who brought me there, said yes for him. Oh, there was a day when no more would the people who brought me be accepted by saying yes. I was brought, and I needed to say yes or no to the triune God. I needed to say, I believe that you dwell within my heart, and I surrender my life to you. Or I wasn't ready to do that. Other people might say, I believe that you are the triune God, but I'm not ready to give my life to you. How unfortunate. How unfortunate. Because I tell you, when God has our heart, when Christ has our heart, oh, we are spared from many troubles. Many troubles. Because now we are the possession of the Lord himself. You see, I possess Christ. You possess Christ if you're a believer. Christ, the one who died on the cross for you. Christ, the one who was buried for you. Christ, who had been raised from the dead for you. Oh, you possess Christ, and Christ possesses you. I do not belong to myself any longer. Neither do you. You are the one that belongs to Jesus. I am the one that belongs to Jesus. We are blood bought. Oh, Catholics don't say things like that very often. Oh, I think we should. We're blood bought. On the cross, the precious blood of the Lamb was shed so that you and I would become heirs of God and joint heirs of Christ Jesus, provided we suffer with him. Oh, we love to hear heirs of God. We love to hear joint heirs with Christ Jesus. We don't like to hear providing we suffer with him. And the suffering is not leukemia. And the suffering is not hard of hearing. And the suffering is not cancer. The suffering of giving our lives to him and all that tortures us, all that torments us, surrendering to the Lord Jesus himself, giving everything to him. I tell you, if you say you are a Christian, everything needs to be brought to the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Thank God for confession. That I could dump it at the cross when I confess my sins. For the Lord Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. You who profess my name, your sins are forgiven. The 20th chapter of St. John's Gospel. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. Oh, I have confessed my sins. I have confessed them. And when I leave the confessional or the place where I was confessing, I am a free man. A free man. No more can my sins do me in. They have been brought to the cross, nailed to the cross of Jesus Christ. It is not God's will that you suffer from your sins. He suffered for you. He suffered for you. Do you not know you are temples of the Holy Spirit? Do you not know that you were bought with the price of the blood of Christ Jesus? We don't proclaim the power of the blood enough. Every day at the Eucharist, at Mass, I receive the blood of the Lamb, the blood which is my salvation, the blood that speaks more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Oh, yes, every day, by the grace of God, I receive the blood of Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity, every day. Remember what Jesus said about the Eucharist. As often as you do this, do it in memory of me. Not as seldom, as often as you do this in memory of me. Oh, thanks be to God, because not a day that's left will I not have the ability to come to the altar and surrender my life to Jesus and receive his precious body, blood, soul, and divinity. There is not a day that I don't have to, that I don't receive our Lord by the grace of God. Not a day. It's not what God tells you monthly you could receive. No. Monthly? You can't live on bread for a month. Regular bread, how can you live eating one meal for 30 days? You can't do it. Oh, there comes a time, and so many believers' lives, when they come to the reality, one Sunday isn't enough for me to receive the body and blood of Christ. Sunday isn't enough. I need more. I need to be in communion with the body and blood of Christ. I need more. I found that out when I was going to college, when I was at Salem State. Oh, we had a man, a young man, who was our driver. He was also a student. But they always picked me up at the church, because I knew I needed to receive our Lord if I was going to learn at Salem State. I needed to receive Jesus. And so they would come, and they would see me outside the church. No, 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 not only once a week. Oh, we hunger for thee, O Lord, we hunger for thy body and thy blood. We hunger to know you. Know you not only know about you. We hunger that you be in us, not only around us. I tell you, you are a temple of the Holy Spirit. That's who you are, a temple of God. God dwells within your broken heart. Hallelujah. I tell you, I need to be very careful how I treat people. You want to know why? Because the Lord dwells within these people that are around me. And I do not want to offend the Lord Jesus, who dwells within their name, who dwells within their hearts. I do not want to offend the Lord Jesus. I remember once when I was in the seminary, and it was time to go up to the altar and receive the body and blood of the Lord. There was someone in front of me, and the Lord made it known to me, this young man is going to receive the body and blood of Christ, just like you. This young man is an heir of God and a joint heir of Christ Jesus. Oh, I said, thank you, Lord. So as this young man received our Lord Jesus, I was blessed that God opened that up to me, that I was going to receive the same person as I went to Holy Communion. I received the body and blood, soul and divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, every day we celebrate the Eucharist. Every day we celebrate the Eucharist. Jesus said, as often as you do these things, do them in memory of me. He did not say, as often as you, or as seldom as you do these things, shall you do them in memory of me. No, often, often, often. I need to receive the Lord every day. I need to be in communion with the Father through the power of the Eucharist and the Holy Spirit. I need it. It's not something that just is external. It is what I need. I need Jesus. And he comes to me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Body, blood, soul, and divinity as Eucharist. But not only as Eucharist, as the precious word of the Father. I tell you, Catholics need to be in the Gospels of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to know them. We need to speak them. We need to love them. The Gospels of the Lord Jesus Christ, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we need to have them permeate our beings. If you don't want to do St. Paul, stay in the Gospels. Stay in the Gospels, especially the Gospel of John. Oh, I love that Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be in him. In him all things came to be. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father, full of grace and full of blessing. Oh, we as Catholics have the honor to receive Jesus Christ each day. Each day. What a wonderful, wonderful gift this is. But I'm going to tell you, at every Mass, the Word of God is read and proclaimed. At every Mass. We need both the Word and the sacrament. Not one or the other. I need both the Word and the sacrament. Not one or the other. I am not called to be, how you say the word, not really knowing God's word. No, I am not called to be ignorant of God's word. I am called to live in God's word. Oh, yes. You see, when I hear the word of God being proclaimed on a Sunday, someone else is proclaiming it. I sit there as a beggar, allowing that word that is being proclaimed by the lector to come and dwell within my life, within my heart, making me ready to receive the word made flesh in the Holy Eucharist. Oh, the word of God is powerful. I've been on the radio 41 years by the grace of the living God. What do I proclaim? No, I don't proclaim a what. I proclaim a who. His name is Jesus. I proclaim him in season and out of season when convenient and inconvenient. I'm going to tell you a secret. He's my life. Not only is he my friend, not only is he my doctor, not only is he my everything, he's my life. My life is the Lord Jesus Christ. Without him, I am less than zero. You've got to know that. Without Jesus, I'm less than zero. I'm desperate to have the Lord living in my life. I'm desperate that he loves me. And the only thing I can do to his love is to surrender to him. Just here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. I surrender. You take every part of me. Let nothing that belongs to me not belong to you. I surrender my life to you. You are all in all. Without you, I am less than zero. Oh, and he comes. He comes to those who are hungry. Oh, they will feed on the word of God. They will feed on the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who are hungry and those who are thirsty. Are you hungry today? Are you thirsty today? The only food and drink that will satisfy is the word of God and the Holy Eucharist. That's the only food of God that will satisfy you, the word of God and the Holy Eucharist. Not one or the other. Both and. Both and word and sacrament. I'm so delighted to be a Catholic that every day I have the ability to go to the altar to receive the word of God and the blood and body of Christ. I want to tell you, I'm bought blood. I'm blood bought. I'm blood bought. At Calvary, he said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. That means you. That means me. I am blood bought. You are blood bought. He bought you not with any diminishable price of silver or gold. He bought you with the precious blood of himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity. He shed his precious blood for you so that you'd be free. Oh, he shed his precious blood that you would have a great witness to tell people. Oh, the blood of Jesus. We do not preach it enough. Oh, the power of the blood. It breaks the neck of the satanic spirit. The power of the blood. Oh, the power of the blood. At Calvary, as our Lord bled, that blood went into the ground, and there was an earthquake. Even the earth was being reborn through the death of the Lord Jesus and ultimately through the resurrection. Not only was I reborn through his death and resurrection, but the earth itself was reborn through the death and resurrection of Jesus. Oh, without the death of Jesus, we have nothing. Without the resurrection of the Lord, we have nothing. Jesus said, all power has been given to you. Are you using it? Do you know you've got all power? Do you know it? He didn't die in vain. He died to give you all power in heaven and on earth so that you would wage that power to people in love one at a time, bringing people to know Jesus and Jesus to know that person. It was not only for you that he died. He died to give you a story so that you would draw people to Christ and Christ to people. Most people say, well, you know, I'm not a priest. I'm going to tell you, many priests say, you know, I'm not a monk. No! No matter who you are, layperson or priest or deacon or monk, we are called to proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ. We are called to people to let them know there is salvation only in the blood of the Lamb. There is no salvation apart from the blood of Jesus and the glory of the resurrection. No salvation. Our salvation is in Christ Jesus alone. People say, well, what about the people who don't know Jesus? Like the people in another country that never heard his name. What about them? Are they going to hell? Oh, I'll tell you this. I didn't die for them. I didn't rise for them. So I'm not going to make any judgment. I'm going to make the judgment be in the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for them and who rose for them. He's going to be their judge. And I am sure that before they stop breathing, or just at the moment of being breathless, that they're before the Lamb of God. And they have the right to say either yes or no to him. I believe that. I believe that with all my heart. But that doesn't stop me from proclaiming Jesus to people in season and out of season. I want to proclaim the holy name of Jesus to men, women, and children. I remember once I was in Florida, and I was taking a CCD class of third grade or fourth graders. Oh, they were beautiful little children. And we spoke about the Lord Jesus Christ. And we spoke about his precious death and resurrection. And we spoke about him wanting to come into their hearts and fill them with his presence. And we did it that day. Oh, I'll never forget. There was a little boy who had a hearing aid. He was deaf, but that day he heard. He heard the salvation message. He gave his life to the Lord Jesus Christ. You can never be so young. You can never be too young, I mean. Oh, I want to present people, be they young or old, be they 97 or 6 or 5, I want to present Jesus to them, that he become all for them by their invitation. Have you invited him into your life? Have you said a prayer like this? Lord Jesus, I'm desperate. Come into my life. Forgive my sins. I believe you died for me. I believe you rose for me. Save me, O Lord, and I'm saved. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. It was in 1968, in front of the Blessed Sacrament, that I was filled experientially with the Holy Spirit. But I'm going to tell you, it wasn't that day that the Holy Spirit came to me. That Holy Spirit came to me when I was baptized. That Holy Spirit came to me when I was confirmed. But in 1968, I experienced the one who came to me. I experienced the great power and presence of the Holy Spirit. And what did the Holy Spirit do? No, that's not a good question. Who did the Holy Spirit bring me to? Jesus. Immediately. Immediately I was brought to Christ. Immediately. Oh, I believe in the great baptism of the Holy Spirit. I believe in it. I believe in speaking in other languages. I believe in prophesying. I believe in making the sick whole by the blood of Christ. But without the Holy Spirit, there's zilch. There's nothing. Oh, without the Holy Spirit, empty words. Give yourself to Jesus Christ today. Say with me, come, Holy Spirit. Fill my heart. Come, Holy Spirit. Deliver me from sin. Come, Holy Spirit. I surrender to Jesus. I surrender to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.